Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research, Results by Audio Series 3 in Episode 3. I'm happy to bring to you a recent report that came out of Dialab collaboration with National Brain Research Center, India, an institute of excellence designated by Government of India. This article is about motilin and neurodegeneration, means neuronal loss. Here in this study, the focus is one of the neurotoxic HIV-1 viral protein, that is HIV-1 TAT, mediated activation of brain's most abundant cell type called astrocytes and neuronal loss. Yes, despite combinatorial antiretroviral therapy, that is CART, severe neurological symptoms such as memory loss, motor impairment, and cognitive dysfunctions are reported in HIV-1 AIDS patients and that have reduced viral load following treatment by CART. Among various HIV-1 proteins, that is transactivator of transcription, is continuously detected from the CSF and autopsy brain sections of infected patients that are under CART therapy. Most of the astrocyte activation and subsequent neuronal loss is attributed by harboring of the virus in astrocytes and production of HIV-1 TAT protein. As astrocytes are the critical player in the normal physiological functions of CNS, their activation or astrogliosis by HIV-1 TAT results into alteration of various physiological functions in neurons, culminating into neurodegeneration. Motilin is a HSP70 protein and has multiple functions that range from brain development to apoptosis. Its downregulation affects various functions, that is, mitochondrial biogenesis, anti-stress, and other signaling mechanism. This is the first report showing the significant reduction of motilin in the autopsy sections of HIV-1 AIDS patients and in human fetal brain-derived astrocytes and neurons. Using various cellular and molecular approaches, Priyanka, the first author of the paper, while working in Dr. Seth's laboratory at National Brain Research Center, demonstrated that motilin directly interact with TAT protein and processed it for further degradation, and this prevented astrocytic activation and neuronal damage. As motilin is not only degrading the HIV-1 TAT but also reduces the TAT-mediated neuroinflammation through NF-kappa-based signaling. In addition, being a mitochondrial protein, motilin is also found to reduce mitochondrial toxicity through TAT, a major contributor of neuronal death. Not only these aforementioned pathways were downregulated, but other inflammatory signaling was also found to be reduced, and cell survival was promoted by motilin expression under the influence of TAT as well. So overall, the study proves neuroprotective role of motilin and suggest that motilin is a critical player in maintaining the normal physiological conditions and can reduce viral protein-induced neuronal damage if present in optimal amount. So for more details, kindly refer to our original research article published in Journal of Neuroinflammation, as it is freely available. Thanks for listening and stay connected. Bye-bye.